Kadosh Baruch Hu Dafka left Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, that we should have to basically know that we have to stay away from them. It's like a shmirah with the whole medrash, with the kerem and the koitzim and everything else. But now we'll talk a little bit about the next couple of psukim. The pasuk says as follows: Hashem left these goyim lenaseis per mes Yisrael. And then it gives an introduction. This generation, they didn't see all the miracles of the generation before. They were huge nisim. When we first came to Eretz Yisrael, Muhammad Yerichoi, Muhammad Ai, I'm sure you guys remember from Sefer Yeshua, we saw huge miracles. But this generation, that's what the pasuk says, that Lo Yodu is called Muhammad Kanan. Raklaman das doyreis bnei Yisrael lelamda mulchama rak asher lufanim lo yidom. Basically, trying to teach this generation something new. So the question is, why does the pasuk use such a lashon? It sounds like Hashem was now going to teach them a better method. Laman das doyreis haboyim. If the pasuk would say, Hashem wanted to show this generation, you didn't see miracles, Hashem's going to show you a miracle. Doesn't say that. It says Hashem's going to show this generation Muhammad Leman Das Doris Haboyim. Not just this generation. Future generations. What's the nekuda? What's the point of that? So I'll share with you an unbelievable Alter von Kelm, the famous Reb Simcha Zissel. He's actually aimed on this piece in his Sefer Chochma Musar. It's a fascinating piece. I'll tell you what his yesod is. Basically, we know that there's two kinds of emuna, right? There's what we call emuna sichli and emuna chushi. Okay, emuna chushi literally means you feel the emuna. Not you know about it. You feel it. It's not something you know about. You feel it. And emunah sichli means it's in my head. So simply, all over, we always say that it's better to have emunah chushi. If you feel the emunah, that means you're on a higher level. You mamish feel it. You feel the emunah. So, if the Olam remembers, we had this in Parashas Noach. We had a fascinating staple in Parashas Noach. Parashas Noach, what does it say over there? Noach built a teva, 120 years. Finally starts raining. What does the pasuk say? That Noach came into the teva. Any parshas Noach ever? No? He came to the teva, mipnei mei hamabul, because of the flood. Mipnei mei hamabul, because of the water of the flood. It's obvious. Obviously he came to the teva because of the water of the flood. So Rashi says as follows. Difficult Rashi. This is what Rashi says. It's a medrash. Af Noach miktane yamono hoya. Noach also wasn't such a big believer. He's in the small believers. And therefore he was mamin ve'ene mamin. Sheyovi me'amabu. He believed in me. He believed and didn't believe. V'loi nichnas ad shedochku amayim. He didn't go into the teva till literally the water was coming down. He had no choice. He would have gotten washed away. He went into the teva. That's what the pasuk is saying. Noach came into the teva mipnei me'amabel, because of the water. The water got too overwhelming. He went in. I don't have to tell you how many kashas there are in this chazal. Noach was ketanei emona. Noach was a man against the whole world. He had a whole world making fun of him for 120 years. He was Ketanei Emona. How could you call Noach Ketanei Emona? Pella. That's number one. Number two, any guy that does that, spends 120 years building a teva, as soon as the first drop comes, he goes running into the teva. 120 years, he has people telling him, man, you old man, you don't know what you're talking about. Flood, what are you, ridiculous? Finally, it starts raining. You run in, you go onto the deck and you go, look at me. That's what anybody would do. You know those people walk around with umbrellas all day? You have these people who are always worried it's going to rain. They walk around with umbrellas all day. I remember growing up, we had certain people, always umbrellas. Could be sunny outside, they wear an umbrella. Those people, the second it starts drizzling, they open up shop. Could make sense. If I'm schlepping around my fakrochen umbrella for 12 hours a day, so when there's a couple of drops, I open it up. So at least it makes sense. I did it. Right? It's poshut like that. It's poshut like that. So Noach builds a teva for 120 years, and everybody's making fun, telling him, what are you, ridiculous? The teva for what? Flood? What are you, baloney? You know what you're doing. And he says, no, there's going to be a marble. And then the marble comes, and what? He hesitates to go in. It's a pella. Mama's a pella. So the chassidim have a chassidish pshat. The chassidim say, avada can't be. Can't be. The way you have to read Rashi is like this, a chassidish pshat. Af noyach, miktane emono hayomamin. He believed in the small believers. He believed they're going to do tshuva. Not he was one of them. Af noyach, he believed in the small believers. And therefore, he felt the marble's not going to come. They're going to do tshuva. And therefore, even after it started raining, he was still hopeful. They're going to do tshuva. He didn't go in until he was forced. But he still was hoping. He still was hoping. That's a chassidish pshat. It's definitely not pasha pshat chazal. Right? So, the question is, what's Pasha Pshat Chazal? So, I'll tell you a Musa Pshat also that I once said, which is also not Pasha Pshat, but it's a Musa Pshat. And that is that if you don't succeed for 120 years to get even one person to believe what you're doing, you yourself lose your emunah. It's like if you saw a fascinating thing, you saw it with your own eyes, but it was like a crazy thing. You went to the bottom of the driveway, you saw a car flying. Unbelievable. No wings, nothing. The car was just flying. You saw it. No. You come running back to yeshiva. You're all excited. You start telling them, there's a flying car. Everybody goes down. There's no more flying car anymore. You say, I saw it. I was awake. I saw a car flying. If the 1,000 people you tell the story to, they all say, get yourself checked out, go to a psychiatrist. You stop believing it yourself. You start questioning yourself. If nobody buys into what you're saying, you start saying, maybe I'm talking, maybe something, maybe. Ruchnius is zikr like that. Ruchnius is definitely that way. If you don't get the environment around you to buy into the way you believe and you keep on failing, you start losing your own faith. You start losing your own, you're in danger to lose your own. But Mela, Noach spent 120 years. He didn't get one bal tshuva. We don't find in Chazal that Noach got one bal tshuva. That means 120 years. What a flop, right? You have the yeshiva for 120 years. It's called the Noach yeshiva, Noach teva. Right? You know how many people went through the teva? Take pictures, this. The old man building the ark. There's many stories. Newspaper articles. Not one guy. They didn't get one. Not one bal tshuva. So Noach himself lost his koyach. Af Noach miktani emono. He started losing his own koyach. It's also a musar pshat. I don't think it's pshuto yishol mikra. But the stipler has a fascinating pshat. The stipler says, avada and avada, Noach believed. Of course he believed. On his level, the Torah came to tell us there was a little blemish in his emunah. Why was there a blemish in his emunah? He waited outside. He didn't go into the teva until the mamish started pouring and he couldn't stay outside. When it started raining, he went, wow, I really need this teva. The rain confirmed that I need the teva. It was a confirmation. That means that he didn't believe enough. Noach on his level should have believed to such a level that the rain didn't make any difference. It was like, oh, now it's here. Of course it's here. So the fact that the rain made it more vaday, that was already chesaron in emunah. That's how the stipler learns. Just means the water played a role. Once the water played a role, a real mom and a Jew who really believes, Hashem tells you there's going to be a flood. You know there's going to be a flood. The flood comes. It's not like, oh, it's here. Like, taka. There's no taka. Hashem told me. It's vaday. So that's what they call emunah chushis. You believe it to such a degree that you can feel it. You can feel it. That's why the real Bali Amuna, they live very comfortably. They're not scared. As long as somebody is bundled up and they're saying, I have Amuna, that's not real Amuna. Amuna means you're not hunkering down. You're not scared. You're not scared. You know, Chaim Briskel said over that if you believe Ein Oid Muvada, if a person believes that there is nobody that has any strength over you except Hashem, you'll be zeichet to that level. Nobody has any strength over you. Hashem only allows other domains, a person to have some level of mikra, if you yourself subscribe to that. You say, you know, yeah, taka. If you really believe, the Briskerov and Reb Chaim Briskel, they went right by the Nazis. The story goes, they walked right by the Nazis. The Briskerov looked at his father, he said, what should we do, the Nazis? He said, Einoid Muvada. Einoid Muvada. Now, I'll tell me a lot of people died in the Holocaust who believed Einoid Muvada, big tzaddikim. The Reb Chaim wasn't saying that if you say Einoid Muvada, nothing's going to happen to you. Hashem has whatever plan he has planned. But all he was saying was, nobody has strength over you. Once you start believing that other people have koyach, then you have a bigger problem. So you know the story. During the War of Independence in Eretz Yisrael, 1948, the Briskerov was in Eretz Yisrael then. And he was in his apartment. And the bombs were coming down in Yerushalayim. Mom is raining bombs. For states, everybody went into the bomb shelter. Not the Briskerov. He was in the salon, looks like the living room, sitting on his old couch with a Rambam. Everybody's in the bomb shelter. He's not a care in the world. His son, Rebero, says, Ta! You have to go down! Bombs! His father goes, it's okay. So Rebero saw he has to do something. Get his father. There's only one man that could get his father down. Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer. Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer, that's how the Evan Ozel, he was a Rosh Hashiva of Eitz Chaim, the Slutzke Rosh Hashiva. He will, if he paskins, my father's going to go down. So Rebero, Mamish dodged bombs. He went out during the war, went to Reb Issa Zalman. First Eitzach, Reb Issa Zalman was in a bomb shelter. So he went into the bomb shelter. And he told Reb Issa Zalman, my father is in the living room, learning Rambam. Reb Issa Zalman said, what do you mean? Tell him I said he got to go to the bomb shelter. He said, my father's not going to believe me. You have to put a piksav. So Reb Issa Zalman wrote a note to the Briskerov. I, the Slutskerov, Paskin, that you, the Briskerov, have to go down to the bomb shelter. Reb Errol came home, gave his father the letter. His father was on the couch learning the Rambam. I mean, he got me. What could I do? I got to listen to the psak. Puts it into his pocket. He closes the Rambam. He walks out the door. As he walks out the door, a bomb hits the building. Goes right through the living room. Right through where the Briskerov was sitting. The Beryl, later in the day, they go to see the damage in the apartment. The Beryl looks at his father. He says, Ta, I think you owe me something. I owe you something? I was sitting on the couch. I was thinking, Einoid Muvada, only Hashem runs the world. Till I, as long as I sat there, nothing happened. You owe me a couch. You owe me a couch. Right? So that's a whole new level of emunah. That's a different, it's under Madrega from emunah. So the way the stipler learns, that was the chesaron by Noach, the fact that the water made an impact on him. The fact that when it started raining, he went, oh, I bet it came. It wasn't that he was doubtful. But it added to his confirmation, that's already a chesaron. That's called emunah chushis. That's emunah chushis. That's what he was lacking. Okay, but so now, that's how we always know that level of emunah is the preferred level of emunah, to have emunah chushis. Right? But here's where Simcha Zisel comes in. He says, but in emunah chushis, there's two kinds of emunah chushis. There's emunah sechli chushis, and there's emunah chushi chushis. What does that mean? What's the difference? Emunah chushis, chushis means, listen, you saw Yetzias Mitzrayim. You believe. You feel the belief. You saw. You saw Kriyas Yamsuf. You saw Makas Tvadeya. Yeah, you believe. You feel it. But you feel it because you saw it. You saw it, you feel it, you feel it, you saw it. That's your belief. Say in a chanami. You believe more than the guy down the block who says, yeah, I believe, but he doesn't really deep down, but you really believe. But you believe because of what you saw. That's why you believe. That's what he's calling an emunah chushi chushis. That means, you believe, yes, you fully believe. You fully believe because you saw. You saw something, you fully believe. But that's a lower level. Why is that a lower level? Because people only stay inspired for that much amount of time. You understand? You saw an unbelievable miracle. So the first week, you're walking around, wow, Enoid Movade. A month later, okay, Enoid Movade. A year later, yeah. And as time moves on, from the time that you got impressed, you start lowering. You don't have that same inspiration. Because it was an external thing. Something you saw made you excited. You lose excitement. So even emunah that you believe, that you feel, but if it's only based on what you saw, it's not strong. It could be strong, but it gets weaker. With time, it's going to get weaker. You get less impressed and less impressed, and eventually you lose it. But on the other hand, emunah chushi sechli means I've internalized in my brain, in my heart, it became so clear to me, my emunah, that I feel it. That you're never going to lose. That's not based on something I saw. Something I saw, I'm excited. I got excited. Right? I was inspired. But then it wears off. What you know inside of you, and if you really know it clear, that's the strongest thing you could have. That could never change. That's like part of who you are. He says that's what the Rabban Hashem was saying here. The Rabban Hashem said that all the miracles that happened before were all temporary. They were just temporary miracles, meaning they made a temporary effect. They didn't know about the Mohammed's Canaan. So they weren't so impressed. Says Rav Simcha Zisel, Hashem was now getting Klal Yisrael to develop an inner appreciation for their emunah. One that will even last for generations to come. Because any emunah that's just based on what you saw, you got impressed, and then you forget about it. It goes away. That's why we find by, I always said, that's why we find by Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a connection between talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvahs of Pesach. Right? Bavuzelo yamarti el b'shosh shematzu mo'am nachum lefanecha. It means you only mekayim the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim together with the matzah and maror. Why? Because a story only has that much of an impact. Once it's integrated into your belief system, into the Torah, into the mitzvahs, then it becomes permanent. That's why the Torah put together the Torah mitzvahs with the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to make a taka something permanent. And that's something to always, that's why emunah is something you always have to work on. Has to become, just impressed is not enough. Because being impressed, it could wean it. When it's in you, when your emunah is in you, that's why you should always work on your emunah. People never finish. Most of you, I'm sure most of you think, I'm a maimon. And you are, chas v'shalom, you are a maimon. But the idea is to reach a level of emunah where there's no doubts. And that's a whole new madrega.